escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, I watched Power Slap 12. I watched Power Slap 12, and wow! When they show in slow motion, when the guy slaps the guy who's standing there, when they show that in slow motion, I mean, your face looks like it's liquid. I mean, the skin around your face. I mean, I'm trying to imitate this right now.
For which is hilarious, by the way. You see,
I'm trying to imitate this now, but I mean, it looks like your face is liquid and it's just flowing. And I mean, I can only imagine what this is doing to your damn brain. And we're so concerned about concussions in football with all of the padding on the helmet. And then these people are just getting slapped and just pounded in the face. But I saw one that went three rounds. It went three rounds. This one guy slapped a guy, then he slapped a guy back. Nobody fell down. Nobody. In fact, when the guy slapped the guy, and he didn't go down, he started like he just wiggled his tongue at him like la 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 la. And then the other guy slapped him, and the other guy didn't fall down. He just did the cutthroat motion with his hand.
So now that you've seen and experienced Power Slap by watching Power Slap 12, how much money would it take for you to participate in such an event? Like when you see these guys getting slapped, I'm not sure how much they're getting paid, but I think to myself, would I be able to do it for, like, what amount of money would it take for me to get allow a guy to slap me, and knowing I might get slapped three times?
Or knowing that you might go down, too.
Yeah.
Because these guys, one of the guys was penalized because he flinched. I mean, I saw the flinching, like as soon as the slap was up, as soon as his hand was heading in that direction, the guy just kind of moved his head a little bit. But they beef up their necks. Tim Zimmer was telling us about this yesterday. They beef up their necks and I mean, it was amazing. I was thinking I'm going to watch one. I'll watch one or two slaps and that's it. But it's like I kind of got into it a little bit. Go, well, let's see. And, you know, they do the big dramatic entrance into the ring like they do with boxing and with cage fighters, with the UFC fighting. They have the big entrance into the ring and, you know, at 6'4", 6'3", 285 pounds, please welcome, you know, Dino Dynamite.
Do they go through a crowd, or do they, like, is there a crowd on side of them like they do in wrestling? Or?
Yeah, sort of.
I would think, you know, if the guy's coming out and I know he's going to celebrate with the crowd and high five, I'll have like a plan to get the guy high five so hard that it damages his hand before he gets out.
Well, okay. This is what happened in the one that I watched. They went the full three rounds. In the very last round, the guy, this was the top of the third round. Okay. So then the other guy still had a slap to come. But what happened was the guy flinched, he moved his head, and the guy actually injured his hand because his hand hit the back of his head as opposed to his more flexible cheek.
That dude must have had a hard head. Dude.
Yeah, and he injured his hand, and so he said, I can't go on. So this isn't fair. If I have to forfeit here, basically they were arguing that it's not fair that he injured his hand because the guy flinched. And so they ruled it a draw at that point, and then they had the judges rule, and the guy whose hand was hurt was the guy who won. The guy whose hand was hurt, who ended up winning, was maybe 6'3", 6'4". The other guy was 6'7". And it was really interesting to see the perspective on that, because this guy who was 6'4" looked like a little guy. but he wasn't that little. But
so $1 million, you'll do it, is what you're saying?
No, well, I do. Look, what would I do at minimum? Because I know I would get, I'd get knocked out. I would do it for $350,000.
Oh, all right. Well, that's pretty cheap. I mean, I'm quite sure there's a lot of people out there that would love to pay to slap you right now.
$350,000.
All right, so let's put that out there. Everybody that says that, you know, he's beating up on my president for $350,000, you get the slaps.
$350,000, not $350,000.
That's what I said.
Okay, yeah, $350,000. I would do it for that. I mean, of course I'd do it for $1 million. I mean, that would be an easy decision. But, you know, there's a good possibility that I'm going to get knocked out. You know, I mean, I'm not... You know, I'm not a football player type. You know, I might get knocked out first slap. The question is, do I get to slap back? No, even if I don't get a chance to slap back, I'd let somebody slap me for $350,000.
I would pay to see you slap somebody.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. I watched Power Slap last night. It's coming to town tomorrow night at Xavier University.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.